When my cooked put cooked food into a well, a dry well, and he's going to put it over there in order so that it'll be preserved, to preserve it because it's cooler down at the bottom of the well. And the concern that we would have is that he might come to level out the bottom of the well and level out the depressions, which he's not allowed to do. That's why you might think you can't do it, but says the Mishnah, you can do it. You can put the food into the bottom of the well. You can put good water, which is in a vessel, good drinking water, into bad drinking water, into a well containing undrinkable water but cold, so that the good water will become cold. That you can do, right? That's no problem. And he actually brings over here, it's an obvious case. It's only taught for the next case. And the next case is, you can put cold water into the sun, so then in order it will become like a little bit warmed up from the sun. That is permitted. We've said before that cooking by the sun is not considered cooking, right? That's not a normal method of cooking, and that's not considered cooking. Someone whose garments fell in water when he was on the way, he was walking on the way, let's say maybe like fell into a river. So now he's got wet clothes. So now he's got a problem. What does he do? Says the Mishnah, he carries on walking and he doesn't have to worry that people will suspect him of having washed his clothes on Shabbos. Doesn't have to worry about that. He can just keep going on his clothes. When he reaches the outer courtyard, which is the first one at the entrance to the city, then what he does is he can spread out his clothes in the sun there in the courtyard. But what he can't do is put the clothes on the side facing the street, and there are many people passing by there, and we worry they'll think he's washed his clothes on Shabbos. So that he can't do. He's got to put it like aside, where when he takes his clothes off, he's got to put it aside where people can't see.